Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Monday, the 13th day in September of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to get through this, your Monday. And we're going to start in Brazil. Now, Brazil has the national language of Portuguese, which often in cyber tie the Brazilian nation to the nation of Portugal. And that's interesting because there is a new malware dubbed Maxtrilha. Now, Maxtrilha is a new Trojan designed to steal your banking credentials. So if you live in Brazil or Portugal, just know that there is a new malware trying to steal your information. And it does so by leading you to a fake website via phishing, where you try to download a file and accidentally download Maxtrilha. Now, the Maxtrilha Trojan can deploy new and other malware, which makes it especially dangerous, communicates in real time with its operators, and it also, aside from trying to steal your credentials, has the ability to overlay or spoof a faked bank page that looks really convincing so that when you put in or operate your banking credentials as normal instead of going to the bank, it goes to the criminals. So be aware that Maxtrilha is an example of cybercrime in a place that a lot of people don't think are very heavy in cybercrime, and yet in both Portugal and Brazil, the Maxtrilha Trojan is targeting a variety of users. Speaking of targeting users, we have an update. Last week, we talked about how the R-Evil, or Revel, however you want to pronounce it, also tracked as Soda no Kibi ransomware crew, had their services turned back on. And this followed a hiatus after their July attack on a supply vendor known as Kaseya. Now, after that attack, the group went dark. Presumably, folks believed that law enforcement arrested some of the individuals, if not all of them, or that the individuals took the payday and ran because they did not want law enforcement heat. There was some speculation that the site was turned back on by law enforcement, because when it was turned back on, nothing happened. There were no updates. Well, now there are. Two pieces of evidence suggest that the R-Evil is not only active in terms of their infrastructure, but also active targeting at least one company. Now, what's interesting here is that on the 4th of September, a sample was uploaded to a cybersecurity and analysis website, VirusTotal. Now, that sample is fresh and new, and is, in fact, a Revel sample. In other words, someone was targeted with this tool, and we know because they were trying to analyze their sample. In other words, the thing that targeted them, they were trying to figure out. Now, the other piece of news that ties Revel to this type of attack, most recently, is that their website was updated with a new victim. OhioGrading.com was listed on the website. And according to this website, again, this is just claims from Revel, it's unconfirmed, the Arvel actors were able to not only encrypt OhioGrading.com, but also steal all of their finance information, all of their network information, and all of the information on their employees to include their biographies or their resumes, as well as their sensitive HR data. So if you work for OhioGrading.com, if this attack impacted your company as the actors claim, you should be hearing from your employer soon. And just know that at least one actor who notoriously targets large companies is back. And large companies include things like departments of justice. And that is what is being an issue in South Africa. The Department of Justice and Constitutional Development of South Africa on September 6th was the victim of an unspecified ransomware attack. We don't know which ransomware module hit the firm, but what we do know is that the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development has all services currently unavailable. Employees cannot access their computers, and individuals who want to do things like post bail for criminal charges cannot do so. So this has a very real civil impact on the people of South Africa. Now, the good news is that child payments for the month were already processed before the attack, so at least for the month of September, child care should not be an issue as related to this particular incident. Assuming they can recover their networks and systems to process payments for October. However, the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, like many companies before them, are saying that no data was stolen during this attack. Now, that remains to be seen because ransomware operators, as we just talked about Reveal, often, 9 times out of 10 in recent attacks, have been stealing multiple pieces of data from whatever servers that they have access to. So more to follow on this story. What you need to know is that South Africa is reeling, and if you needed bail, there may be a delay as a result of ransomware. And we're just going to stay on ransomware and finish off. There's a ransomware group called Black Matter. Now, while R-Evil or Reevil is back, during their sort of windfall, if you will, their sort of laying low or their hiatus, a new ransomware group popped up, and that ransomware group was using a tool called Black Matter. So the Black Matter ransomware operators are believed, at one point, to have at least one or two individuals from the Reveal crew that moved over. So there could be some spatting going on. Maybe one member left and created their own ransomware module and got a new crew. But needless to say, Black Matter is also still active. So it's not just Reveal that's back and these operators are moving between tools. This appears to be two distinct different operating crews with some measure of relation. And Black Matter is equally as dangerous as Reveal. Now, while Reveal is claiming a new OhioGrading.com victim, Black Matter temporarily shut down the Japan-based Olympus manufacturing plants in the Middle East. Now, Olympus is a Japan company, but they have huge facilities in the Middle East to do their work of optical and digital reprography technology, and they are huge in producing equipment for the medical and life science industries, which is crucial for things like X-rays and other types of imaging equipment. And the Japan-based company, again, Olympus, announced that this attack occurred on September 8th. So all very recent September ransomware attacks from Reveal, an unspecified ransomware module, and now Black Matter. And why Black Matter is actually intriguing and matters potentially more than some others is that they are the second noted ransomware crew that is actively recruiting individuals from large companies like Olympus, and they are paying those individuals for access to the networks. And this is occurring because if an insider gives you the username and password, you don't have to go find it, you don't have to buy it, and you can also ask other questions that might help you if you're a criminal in conducting your ransomware attack. And so it remains to be seen if Olympus was the victim of an insider providing these details to Black Matter, or if the actors were able to compromise the company in a different way. But what we do need to know is that as big companies, or even medium and small businesses, when we trust employees with username and passwords, it is very incumbent upon us to impress upon the need for security of that username and password. But also, when an employee is terminated, leaves, moves on to bigger and better things, hopefully, we terminate that access. If we do not, that username and password can be sold by the employee after the fact, compromised after the fact, accessed after the fact, and all those things spell a really bad day for your business. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic and outstanding Monday. It's going to be a great week, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Tuesday. Until then, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Hayden Henry. Hayden Henry is a defensive football player in the United States for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And Henry, who is a native of the state of Arkansas, was recently named the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week, finishing a game against Texas in which his team was victorious with 15 tackles, of which 2.5 were tackles for a loss. So to you, Henry, for your outstanding performance and winning the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on tackling.